Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The County Drug Task Force served search warrants at three locations yesterday and arrested three people connected with those warrants. All three search warrants were part of a single investigation, and at the first location in the 1300 block of Belnor Road in McKinleyville, officers found an indoor marijuana grow and seized 80 plants and a handgun. Deputies interviewed two subjects at the scene, and warrants for their arrest are being sought through the DA's office. The second warrant was served in the 1800 block of Henry Lane in McKinleyville, and there officers seized more than 500 plants, a handgun, and a rifle. Officers arrested 27-year-old Katie Seamus at the scene, and her two small children were handed over to Child Welfare Services. Also arrested at the scene was the father, 29-year-old Kyle Black, who was also arrested, and both were booked into county jail. Deputies also arrested 33-year-old Nathaniel Vincent at that scene. At the third location, a property near Boulder Creek off Highway 299, officers found several greenhouses and seized 600 plants. The investigation into who operated that grow site continues. It took sheriff's deputies several hours to finally track down and interview the victim of a suspected armed robbery yesterday. Deputies learned that the victim was eating his lunch while parked on the north jetty when he said a man approached his vehicle, opened the driver's side door, pulled out a knife, and pushed it into the victim's abdomen. He then said the suspect pulled up his shirt to reveal a handgun stuck into the waistband of his pants. The thief fled with cash, a cell phone, and the victim's jacket. And before fleeing, he punctured one of the tires on the man's vehicle. The reasons for the delay was that deputies were first sent to the South Jetty, but were unable to locate the victim, the reporting party who called 911 for the victim, or the suspect. A second call had a deputy and a BLM ranger respond to the North Jetty, but again, they were unable to locate anyone connected to the incident. It was last night when deputies finally tracked down the victim and interviewed him with the help of an interpreter. The suspect is described only as an adult male wearing black jeans, a blue shirt, who had his face covered with a brown cloth. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Bernard Osher Foundation, headquartered in San Francisco and founded in 1977 by Bernard Osher, has given Humboldt State a substantial gift to help students attain a college education. The foundation has given Humboldt State $500,000 to create a new scholarship program for community college students transferring to the Arcata campus. Humboldt State President Roland Richmond said in a statement, "This is an extraordinary commitment and we are so grateful. We know there are many deserving students who need financial help. This will make a real difference." The endowment will award 10 $2,500 scholarships a year to qualified students, and the first Osher Scholars will be awarded their scholarships in the 2013-2014 school year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I pushed... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors will continue discussions regarding proposed amendments to the emergency ordinance passed earlier this year to deal with complaints stemming from ongoing protests outside the courthouse. The new draft ordinance will come back before the board on September 25th, and the supervisors unanimously agreed to continue discussion on the ordinance after David Heise, the chair of the Human Rights Commission, requested his group be allowed more time to study the changes. The Human Rights Commission will take on the ordinance at its September 6th meeting. And the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously today to authorize the CAO's office to negotiate with 7 rural fire districts about allocating more county property tax funds to special districts. The 7 fire districts from Garberville to Fieldbrook are looking to expand services to areas currently outside their boundaries and are asking for a portion of those property taxes be used for fire protection services. The supervisors discussed the problem of expanding services without increasing revenues, meaning that other county services would lose funding if negotiations lead to more money for those special fire districts. The College of the Redwoods held its annual sports dinner and auction over the weekend, and the event raised more than $90,000 for the athletic department. Eureka City Manager David Tyson, who was a swimmer at CR when he was a student, was the keynote speaker at the event. Tyson was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame in 2008. More than 400 attendees were on hand for the dinner, and school president Catherine Lehner said in a statement that it shows how deeply the North Coast community is connected to the College of the Redwoods. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.